9, Nicki Minaj, Kanye West.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That gravity, that crescendo.
Tiki tiki, Spanish mommy, she a hot tamale. Make him spend that money, dummy, go retarded for me. Pop it, she get started, she won't ever stop it. Lil Dottie, Dottie Roddy, choosing everybody. Split splash, apple bottles make that ass fat. She got that wet wet, got me blowing through this whole bag. She got bees, spent some cheese, now they double D's. Thought I had the free kick around, my mama coming home at 3. Whole thicker, thicker, thicker than a fucking snicker. Drug dealer, professional pop whipper. In the winter, buy a whole chinchilla. I just bought my bitch them Kylie Jenner lip fillers.
Man, oh my God, she Instagram famous, but she can't keep a job. Ooh. Man, oh my God, swipe a 30-inch weave on a sugar daddy car. Ooh. Man, oh my God, her doctor got her bussin' out her motherfucking bra. Mm. Man, oh my God, she Uber to a nigga with no car. Talking about the relish, I do not embellish. Jacket got wings, shoes got propellers. Gave all my jealous to my boy Marcellus. Pulled up with no laces, had the whole block jealous. Oh, Jesus Christ, I don't need advice. Wild nigga life, tell him read my rights. Man, it hot at night, look at what my eyes. 15 in the game, baby girl, I got stripes.
Kanye dress me up like a doll. Then I hit 6-9, tell him give me the ball. Bitch, this the dream team. Magic is I recall. Whole squad on point, bunch of Chris Pauls. I was out in Spain rocking the Medusa head. I ain't never have to give a rap producer head. If I do though, I'ma write a book like Superhead. This ain't wonder that I'm making this that super bread. Splish splash, fuck them in a hurry, quick fast. Still a pink wig, thick ass whiplash. Got him coming, coming, Roger over dispatch. Send my box is the best, he met his match. I got all these bitches wanting to be Barbie dolls. Barbie dream house, pink and purple marble walls. Pull up in that Barbie Rari, finna bury y'all. She threw dirt on my name, ended up at her own burial. Kanye dress me up like a doll. Then I hit 6-9, tell him give me the ball. Bitch, this the dream team, magic is I recall. Whole squad on point, bunch of Chris Paul. Kanye dress me up like a doll. Then I hit 6-9, tell him give me the ball. Bitch, this dream team, fifth is on call. Whole squad on point, bunch of Chris Pauls.
Tiki tiki, Spanish mommy, she a hot tamale. Make him spend that money, dummy, go retarded for me. Pop it, she get started, she won't ever stop it. Lil Dottie, Dottie Roddy, choosing everybody.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Hey, it's Thursday, C1 Radio, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen, here at the University of British Columbia, CITR.ca, 101.9, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. How's it going? How's it going, guys? That was 6-9, Nicki Minaj, Mama. Somebody was saying it was like, what, the 6,969th day since the start of the millennium or whatever?
That was yesterday, right?
That was yesterday? Wow. Interesting.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Since like the year 2000, you mean?
Yeah, I guess so. January 1st?
Oh, what? Wow. Mad thing.
What if he just magically appeared? 6-9, you know?
This is his day, fam.
Yeah. Just came out of jail. He, like, somehow came out. Who knows? You know who else is loving, you know, 6-9 being in jail? It's probably Tory Lanez, in my opinion. Like, that guy's taking over the trolling world.
Soulja, Lil Pump.
Yeah.
All of them, man. Blueface. You know, that was room, right?
Nobody's better, though.
I see Tory Lanez telling everyone to suck his dick now. You know where he got that from.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. He got that from 6ix9ine himself. Tory Lanez just dissing everyone, bringing back some competitive.
But he didn't actually diss anyone.
Yeah, just competitive stuff.
He just said he's better than everyone.
Yeah, just some fun stuff. What's your take on it? You want some more?
Yeah, you want some more? Yeah.
Who do you want to challenge next?
I think it's people challenging him. It's not even
people. Now.
So I don't know, man. Anyone?
Anyone.
Anyone. Like, Don Q just hit him with a diss and then he replied back. So, anyone.
No, I saw, yo, okay, there was a girl. I totally forgot her name. Sorry.
Something Barbie or something?
Yeah, I think so. She did a diss. Yeah, Mercules did a diss. Everyone's just trying to get in on it.
Yeah but no. But Dream Doll was mentioned in
Yeah, of course.
And so, he's one to Don Q. So
she a Brooklyn.
Yeah, he said he smashed or whatever or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why Mercules was jumping in on the.
Yeah, low key, I did listen to it though because
the Mercules
still,
one.
Yeah, I still just be like sometimes listening to the track when just to kind of see because I heard Tori's track first and it was hard, right? We're gonna play that later. No, I'm saying Tori's diss track, Don Queen.
Oh, okay.
Was real hard. So anything that was related, I was just listening to it. I saw Mercules did one.
He's just not my
style of rap that I listen to, but he came with bars too. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, man. But what was he saying though? Like
story lanes. That's
well, he was dissing him how like a regular diss track would be, but he even said in the song like it's pretty much just a joke. You know, he did mention that like it's not serious.
No, he's not really.
He just hopping on the,
like that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, like he's.
But he did say some pretty hurtful things that were like pretty true. I think. So. It was kind of. I don't know. It was funny to hear it. It was just funny.
Tori, man. I think he's just like in a free space right now, just doing whatever he wants to do, having a lot of fun.
Tori?
Yeah, Tori, man.
He's getting bigger budgets. That's
going
why.
With the flow, enjoying it.
He's getting bigger budgets.
Yeah. I mean, who knows what else 2019 has to bring. I know he's going on that tour with Drake. I don't know how long he's going to be doing this track thing.
You see Blueface is going on tour with Lil Baby.
Nice.
Oh, really?
What's your take on Blueface?
City Girls is opening and Blueface is opening.
Wow.
City Girls, Blueface, and some other people that are signed to QC.
I could see big things happening for City Girls down the road.
I don't know. Down the road, once JT comes out.
Yeah.
Once that girl comes out, it's like a whole free JT movement right now. Once she comes out, it's going to be the Gucci Mane effect, you know? Like,
ooh.
Maybe not as big, but like, you know, you come out and then they just start doing mad shit.
Yeah, that'd be cool. More female rappers. That duo is hard. Nothing fake about them. I like him. What's your take on Blueface or whatever his name is? That's what his name is. He's everywhere right now.
Yeah, I
don't know, man. I just watched his Breakfast Club interview today.
And?
It is. He's kind of a airhead, but.
Is he trying to be an airhead or is
I don't know. I don't really get. There's not too much.
It's not too much character.
Like, it was an 18 minute interview, you know? 6ix9ine's first Breakfast Club interview was out like 40 minutes long, you know? Like,
6ix9ine just set the tone.
Yeah. You know? He came out of a different. Like, that guy's got star quality, fam. Like,
yeah, he does.
And he believes in himself. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, Blueface kind of seemed nervous in his interview.
Well, yeah.
Because he doesn't know anything. That's what it sounded like.
He doesn't know anything.
He's doing a song here.
It's crazy how many niggas are in the States not knowing anything, just getting signed to deals, fam.
Hey.
They're all getting fucked.
Quick buck.
All of them are getting fucked.
Yeah. What, they're just releasing them and putting them on the shelves?
Nah, not even that. Just like the terms of their deals are just fucked, fam. I already know, fam. Like, Blueface is saying he doesn't even know, like, whether he signed Cash Money or Cash Money West. Like, Cash Money West isn't really a thing. Like, it's just the imprint of Cash. Like, you can go on Spotify right now, look at Blueface's last release. It will tell you the label that it was released under.
And
like,
he doesn't even know.
He doesn't even know that, fam. Like, we could check that right now. Hey. It's Cash Money Records. He signed to Cash Money Records, fam. Like,
damn.
Trust he's on a shit deal, too. Oh, for damn sure. I already know.
That's still happening, eh? I thought people would like learn after like 2018. You know, it's been a thing, fam. Learn about your deal.
They probably gave him 100K up front. You're probably like, oh shit.
Chilling,
yeah,
buying a necklace.
Yeah.
Damn. Cal, what do you got next, man?
Yeah, let's just put this diss track on blast here.
Let's play Blueface. I actually want to hear Blueface. I like the song.
I just want to give Tory Lanez a little love on this, man. This is a crazy diss track. I haven't heard one like this in a while. This is back to back, really. Like, this is harsh.
Didn't he use, what beat did he use?
Originally?
It's like some New York beat. Like, he tried to kill him on his own shit. There was that kind of vibe. That's the vibe I got.
Someone used
it. I know,
that
it's
beat.
Been used. But
Didn't Drake use it on Pusha T?
On the story. Oh, no, not the story. That's Pusha T.
Dawn this, whatever.
I read about that. Really something like kind of connected between the diss tracks.
Whatever Tory Lanez beat he used for Don Q, Drake used that.
Oh, the Duppy freestyle, maybe? No? Different beat?
I don't know.
We're going to bring the facts to you after.
No worries.
This is Don Queen, Don Q diss, Tory Lanez.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
Yo, we only doing this shit once. It get real frightening. I get real disrespectful when niggas get neglectful of what we do over here. High bridge, stand the fuck up. Yeah. Live from the DM, I'm hollering at your BM. We discussing which color casket you about to leave in. I did this shit for no reason, I'm letting rookies battle. But how did I get in this battle with a boogie shadow? Big Apple, New York City, more than pity. How can I beef with a dude only popping in four cities? I made fours with ditties and sat top floors with 50s and now I'm fully open. I played a bully on them, call for your squad, your rescue get decimated. You looking like a Styles P nephew that never made it. Forever hated on niggas like Boogie and me. Cause we was popping in New York in every hood that you see. The day you beat me will be the day you see. Hot 9-7 feeding you more loving than they feed me. Don't let these niggas gas you on that podcast of CC. High bridge the label, but only one of y'all on TV. Only one of y'all will see awards and eat with the stars. It ain't really hard to figure out who I'm speaking of for. Now that my foot and knee in the door, let's talk about it. No walking out it. We about to see LaQuincy body with the chalk around it. I got the full baggage. You drive a Jeep Wrangler, the basic edition. Shit ain't even the full package. Someone tell Quincy I turn beef into mincemeat. Hottest of the century, why did he go up against me? I show niggas love and hatred, niggas wanna throw back. He tempted me, but never had this energy for Kodak. You paid Dream Dawg for a feature to get the pussy. And somehow you think you fucking with me. The first night I seen Dream Dawg, I fucked her for free. And now you walk around like somehow you got one up on me. Nigga, please, this your brother part. This nigga found Soulja Boy, Gucci headband, and Ward in his cover art. Why battle with a boogie shadow? Why battle with a boogie shadow? He ain't even a chapter, he ain't even a factor. QP and Bubba touching way more money than him. They ain't even the rappers. It hurts when you kill a nigga you love. Ironic that the salt thrown from the niggas that slugs. Chewing these niggas with no ingestion. I got a real message from my brother Quincy, my nigga. It's time to go get tested. It's a couple hoes in Starless, I know you infected. You really out here fucking raw with a scrotum infection. And what's worse is you know it, still you go unprotected. You need to focus on a hit, need to go get a record. See, you can find a dog Q in the whole nigga section. Go get injected with whatever medicine you need to clear up. Cause them pills ain't working for every time it flare up. Yuck, I'ma let you breathe on that. I'm really begging that you think about your physical health. You'll never see your fucking album on a physical shelf. I'll beat your ass, whip your kid with the belt. You never flipped it to sell. You're not a hustler, your daddy was a customer. I got the info from your baby mama playing info. You drive a foreign, but them $2,500 hostings ain't enough for you to pay those rentals. You a shameless mental. Well, my aim is mental. Fuck it. My whole mood, I showed y'all, fuck it. My dick, I done told y'all, suck it. I'll punch your fat ass in your stomach and make everything in it go up it. You wrote a tape for your nigga that died. You made a promise it would pop and that this shit would be live. Hurts that you had to tell my nigga a lie. Cause that mixtape flopped and so did your other five. Put the gun aside, my nigga, you ain't the one to shoot. Big guns, nigga, you got locked for a 22. Pussy gotta keep a gun on his waist. Cause you little nigga scared to get punched in your face. Jada said it best, Quincy made his bed to rest. Invest in a better vest, better for my case. These bullets rather hit your head than chest. Quit acting like you the mob, you tryna play Gianni. But you got ran out of Amazora and Aviani. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. I got an extra long clip that'll hit your soldiers. My hands shoot like shampoo, hit his head and shoulders. I sent his 9-year-old a Barbie just to send condolence. Not the money on the head. 40 minutes on stage could put 100 on his head. I made so much millies and hundreds of this bread. I could have the whole high bridge coming for his head. Top floor, Glock stocked in the top drawer by the 38. About to bring LaQuincy Anderson up to the pearly gates. Your daughter just came from turning 8 and taking L's right in front of us. What you trying to perpetrate? All this blood make me regurgitate. Don't let my Bronx niggas move and have to boost up the murder rate. But since we gone here, I let you know I'm here. Because this record right here is about to give you more shine than any boogie ever gave you in your whole career. I spit fire. You from the east side of the Bronx. You just a high bridge dick rider. You mad at my nigga Moolah because it's shit hotter. I know how it feels. Now I'm lying. I don't know how it feels. I just know that everywhere I go, a nigga know I'm supposed to be real. And I don't know how exposing me feel. Fuck, nigga. Just keep it real. I'm only doing this shit with you once. I hope you enjoy this shit, though. I hope you take this as a blessing, you know? This is a lot of pay-per-view time you getting right now. I know you're not used to this. You're a little frightened. But it's okay, my son. You know I still fuck with you, nigga.
That gravity. That crescendo.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That crescendo.
Money in the bank, money on the wrist, money on the
crescendo.
When he like did it, bitch, you let it skip before play.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Brain roll, make a play angle. Tell me that pussy mine, it was never mine. Bankroll, make them play angles. Make them go tell they next niggas, never mind. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Never, never mind, baby, you ain't gotta lie. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Baby, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Ride slow, ride slow, ride. Baby, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl. Can it get lit? Say I'm on a hit list. Yeah. Rich shit, we just came to flip, flip. Baby, know the difference. Yeah. She love bands like Zans. She love Zans like bands. Yeah. She just wanna pop that shit. Told her stop that shit. Yeah. Bankroll, make a play angle. Tell me that pussy mine, it was never mine. Bankroll, make a play angles. Make them go tell they next niggas, never mind. I'm off that. Never, never mind, baby, you ain't gotta lie. I'm off that, I'm off that, I'm off that. Baby, come, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Ride slow, ride slow, ride. Baby, come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl. Come by me like a golden cowgirl.
That was Kabazi, Out the Window, from her EP Human Prescription. Before that, Stara, Codeine Cowgirl. Before that, Tory Lanez, Don Q, Diss, Don Queen.
Dairy Queen.
Wow. Wow. What was Q's response? He named it.
He responded again.
Yeah, he responded. I think he called it This Is Your King, and he just posted a lot of pictures of Tory on his album cover.
I like the first name of his first diss. Oh, I'm not Joyner. I'm not Joyner.
Oh man, I'm not Joyner. C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30 to 9. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen, CITR.ca 101.9. Yo, Little Pump, or Lil Pump coming out with Harvard Dropout very soon. I think, what, February 22nd? I think he's coming out with a single tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, lit.
So, yeah, like, I'm interested. I'm not a huge Pump fan, but the last time I really paid attention to Pump was at Breakdown. He did very well, so I think I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to see how the rollout goes, and, yeah, what can you guys say about Pump?
Pumpa.
I like his last song, Butterfly Doors.
Oh, yeah, he hit it.
I like that song, bro. That song crazy, fam. And the video, high budget, man. That's how you know Lil Pump is here to stay, fam.
When you got,
I'm telling you, fam, the signs are there. When you get a major label putting in budgets, look at that video and tell me how much that video costs. Have a guess, you know what I'm saying?
6 figures plus.
Maybe 7. Mm-hmm. Maybe they put over $1 million on that video.
Damn.
Fam, he signed a long deal, album deal. So they're gonna keep putting money into him. He's either gonna be a success, or at the end of his 7 album deal, he's gonna owe the label bare money, and he's just gonna be washed. Like,
damn, homie just showed me, like, he uploaded that. What are we talking about? Racks on Racks. He uploaded another video. Mm-hmm. Has a couple mil.
Yeah.
Ten hours ago.
He just dropped another video.
Yeah, Racks on Racks.
It's on 10 hours ago. How many views is it?
2.6 mil.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Crazy.
Yo, Smoke Perps, I don't know, I've been getting a lot of his tracks here. I'm gonna have to play some tonight. He's been impressing me more and more, man. I used to be a little bit annoyed by him. I thought he was a little bit in Pump shadow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought he just wasn't my jive off the bat. You know, some of these guys take a little bit to grow on me. But
he had that tape with Murder that wasn't that bad. He has that one song.
I didn't really bump. Bless your track.
It was like Different Color Molly off his solo project. That was a good track.
I like that one.
Different Color Molly.
Yeah, it was good. Good track.
Popular.
So, yo, Pump is saying that he has Lady Gaga on this album. I don't know if he's just trolling.
No, I believe it.
You believe it?
Like, fam, like.
Whoa, wait, hold up.
They probably signed to the same major, like, you know, like.
Damn, that's crazy.
She'd be supporting, like, anything he's saying, though. Has she heard his music before? You know, like, I thought she was kind of on this.
Maybe the bag was nice.
Who knows, man?
Or maybe it's part of her deal. You gotta make one song with one.
Everyone's morals out the door now, and just get the bag.
Everyone has morals when it suits them, you know. Everyone has morals when it suits them.
That's true.
It suits the bag.
The bag's big enough. Their morals ain't.
So maybe Pump can actually do it. Like, I'm gonna be surprised if they can do more of a commercial rollout, and he is here for a longer time.
He's got big budgets behind his video. That was a behind his video. Imagine the whole budget for his whole album.
Yeah. I'll be excited to see him on Breakfast Club and his whole rollout. Like, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Watch, he's gonna you're gonna see billboards of him Times Square. His video gonna be playing in like the middle of Tokyo or some shit. Like, he's
everything. Pump's here to stay.
All that.
Pretty much the best lyricist of all time. That's what he's saying.
That's what he said.
He said something amongst those lines. I know he's trolling. Oh, he tweeted it or something. Yeah.
Of course.
He tweeted it.
Of course.
Kodak Black is putting out a song too with Bad Baby or whatever her name is.
Okay.
Is
she from Florida too? Is she in Florida?
I don't know where she's from, man.
She is?
Native, yeah.
Florida people are weird.
It's gonna be called Bestie.
What? It's gonna be, the song's gonna be called Bestie.
Bestie.
I think she's here to stay too. It's sad, but she is here to stay.
Didn't she sign a huge deal recently with was it
$3 million
Republic, right?
Oh, you mean like, was it Fashion Nova? I think she signed a big million deal.
What is Fashion Nova?
Fashion Nova is actually lit. Like, I mean, I don't fuck with it, but
yeah,
like,
it's just everywhere.
It was the most Googled fashion brand, more than Louis Vuitton, more than all those fashion brands.
Yeah, because look at the influencers. They're just paying everyone to wear them. They've been popping for a while, but now
it's like crazy. Like, now they've got stores popping up in like malls and shit in the States. Like, they've taken over, man.
Wow.
They just gambled. They took a gamble, yeah. They paid.
They used their budget on influencers.
But not like most people when they're starting out will use like the smaller influencers. They just went straight for the big time. So like when Cardi B was starting popping, they quickly gave her $20,000 a month to Fashion Nova.
Damn.
People are getting big checks on Fashion Nova, man.
Crazy. Gunna's also got a song dropping tonight. One Call?
Gunna.
Yeah. Yo, what's your take on Gunna's fashion?
Drip.
There was that one meme. It was like, why does Gunna look like he's asking his girlfriend about how he looks or whatever? It was kind of funny, but Gunna's always rocking
Yeah, no, I understand that meme was actually really good. Yeah, yo, babe, how I look?
like
every couple minutes. Yeah. So yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, a lot of new music. I'm just kind of interested in the Gunna track, and I don't know, Joyner's got some stuff. Yeah, whatever, man. We'll just move on.
Yeah, we was talking about Blueface.
Who's got some stuff?
Joyner and Chris Brown.
We're not bumping Joyner.
Yeah, come on.
Cal, you bump Joyner?
No.
Firm no.
Say like, yes. That's me. I don't know. I don't really, I'm not really a Don Q guy. I'm not really a Joyner Lucas guy. I'm not really
go on, who else
like
we putting into that?
Mac Miller guy.
Okay.
Actually, kind of. Some of his stuff's kind of nostalgic. Yeah. I'm not going to hate on Malcolm. Rest in peace. They're not going to come to head right now because I don't think about these people. I don't let. You know what I mean? I can't really name them, but that was just since you guys.
You fuck with J.I.D.?
Hey, he's coming.
I like his. I like him. That's more up my alley.
I think he's got mad potential. Got good cadence. Nice flow. Good bars.
That track you do with J. Cole is hard. He went in on that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Let's get into this Blueface like we promised. He's got that YG remix. This is bound to happen.
He said he got songs with The Game with Drake. Apparently, Cardi B was supposed to get on the Tatiana remix.
That would have been huge.
Who else? G-Eazy, he's got songs with.
Yeah, he's bringing that Bay Area, bringing it back alive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
it
never died. I don't know. I don't know what does. That statement's quite controversial. I always like that Bay Area stuff, but I know people kind of be saying some stuff about how it hasn't really innovated, you know, itself too much compared to the rest of hip-hop lane in the past couple of years, but man, that West Coast sound never get old for me. So we're going to run this. Blueface featuring YG, Tatiana remix.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That crescendo. That gravity. That crescendo. That crescendo.
Bust down, Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down, pick it up, not break that shit down.
Break it down,
speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down,
bust it down, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, not break that shit down.
Break it down,
speed it up, not slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down,
bust down on the gang.
Over.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Mama always told me I was gonna break hearts. I guess it's her fault. Stupid. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me.
I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
Bend that shit over on the gang.
Yeah,
make that shit clap. She threw it back, so I had to double back on the gang.
On the gang.
Smacking high off them drugs. I tried to tell myself two times, but enough. Then the nigga relapsed on the dead lows. Ain't no running, Tatiana. You gon' take these damn strokes.
Tatiana.
I beat the pussy up. Now it's a murder scene. Keep shit player, Tatiana. Like you ain't never even heard of me.
Baby.
Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
Bend that shit over. Yeah,
it over.
Now make that shit clap
make
on the gang. Now toot that thing up.
Toot it up.
Throw that shit back. I need my issue on the dead level.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you buzz down.
Over.
Pick it up. Now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up. Then slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it.
Bust down.
Bust it. Bust it. Bust down on the gang.
Over.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
Buzz down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you buzz down.
That crescendo.
Now break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up. Now slow that shit down on the gang.
Slow it down.
Bust it.
Bust it.
Bust down. Bust it. Bust it. Bust down on the gang.
Do it still get wet? Is it tight? But that naked, do it look nice? Raw dog, a red bone. And have a red face, baby. Yeah, I. Feeling on that ass, trying to see what's the deal. That ass shot deal, fake, bitch? That faction's for real. Oh, you don't wanna suck dick ill. I don't wanna fuck no more, the vibe got killed.
Bust down.
After you go down south, I need that uptown. Ride the dick,
ready, bitch.
Don't stop. You don't know what uptown means, it's on top. Get it, when you get a mob. Had to dick her down, cause her ex was an eye. Tatiana from the block, split half for that pussy with my nigga like a fly. She in a Fashion Nova, bust down. Let me smash in the Rover, bust down. She fucked him and me, bust down. That's a pretty little thing, no, that's a bust down.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you buzz down. Over. Pick it up, not break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, then slow that shit down on the gas.
Slow it down.
Bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gas.
Over.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
That crescendo.
Not break that shit down.
Break it down.
Speed it up, not slow that shit down on the gas.
Slow it down.
Bust it. Bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
That gravity, that crescendo.
Sacramento all the way to SoCal. I'm a West Coast nigga with a bougie ass sound. And I love me a real nigga, fuck them clowns. Fresh wax, Gucci gown, with my man's in town. For the haters, you don't wanna fuck with me. You can never stunt on me. Used to do promo for the free. Now I only post for a fee. All my niggas stay prepared. All my partners with the shit, so the assets went and went. Call them up. Nigga, where you at? I'm there. Man, I got them through whatever they was here, no one cared. We the ones y'all wanna copy. I ain't close to everybody. And you know I'm hella busy. You should text and never call me. I need to change my number soon. TNT make that arrangement. If it ain't about that money, it's a waste of conversation. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. Only way is up, we ain't going there. All my haters show me love now. We gon' write it up in the club now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. Only way is up, we ain't going there.
We the stage by chain, all bust down. Hey, Bay Area, we up now. Hey. Tap in when you touch down. I feel like Marshawn with the touchdown. My 2012 OG Nike Yeezys on. All around the world, yeah, they know the G-Eazy song. Bay to the world. Tryna put my city on, I got you on a verse. Sweetie, what you need me on? Let me know. Sack to the O, I was gone for a minute, came back with the glow. I come from the Bay where they actually go. I could buy a house, but I stashed from a show. Yeah, yeah. New Ferrari, yeah, I'm up now. Plus, I own the liquor company in my cut now. Still house, that's what's up now. It's really no limit, cause I don't give a fuck now. I hear people running their mouth. I only move 350 miles south. I got my credentials, they know what I'm about. I've been validated, I ain't even gotta say it, yeah.
All my niggas, yeah, we up now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. Only way is up, we ain't going there. All my haters show me love now. We gon' run it up in the club now. All my niggas, yeah, we up now. Only way is up, we ain't going there.
We got London on the track.
Y'all on the beat, bitch.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
Content warning. This radio show has naughty words.
That crescendo.
Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. None of my cars ain't running. All my black, my windows tinted. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. None of my cars ain't running. All my black, my windows tinted. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Pop two perks, now I don't feel it. Is you with it? Show me your titties. A glass host cannot come kick it. Ooh, all black Lambo. I'm a bitch in my Versace sandals. Got a new Vando, look like Castle. Told the bitch, let me sit come off an asshole. 80 degrees, still wearing Gucci fur coat. Bust in the face and she call it a facial. I left with your shirt and now I'm a Rachel. Fell asleep on a Zan, woke up a bingo. Ooh, she flashed her titties out of the roof. Ooh. I think I got some Molly in my tooth. Yo. I could buy you coke, but I can't buy you food. Till the bitch can bring the food to my room. Bitch, what the fuck wrong with you?
What the fuck wrong with you, ho?
Bitch, a little drink, bitch. I don't love you.
I don't love you.
Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. None of my cars ain't running. All my black, my windows tinted. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished. Ooh. Let's go. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex on Rex. Bitch. None of my cars ain't running. All my black, my windows tinted. Fuck a bitch once and now I'm finished.
Hey, C1 Radio, every Thursday, 101.9 CITR.ca. If you like any of the music that Cal is spinning, C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. We'll have that updated right after the episode. We also got the Best Out West playlist, and we'll get that updated every once in a while. Good music all the time, Spotify, Crescendo 1. You know, that's just what we do, okay? We supply the goods. Cal Capone, doing a good job, man, like always, man.
I don't know if I like that track, though. I'm not gonna
be honest. Oh, wow, okay. I just gassed you up.
Lil Pump?
No, I'm just gonna be honest. Yeah, I don't know if I really.
I kind of like that one.
Yeah, my girl.
You know, because Kyle doesn't go to the gym. You know, he doesn't like, you know, zone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a gym track.
You know. Crazy, man. Crazy. January's almost over.
It's
kind
of silly, though. I have to go to the gym to enjoy track. You know what I mean? It's kinda, different strokes, different folks, you know? You're making it sound like I'm weak. Like, I don't lift weights or anything.
I knew he was going to say that. I knew he felt that. He felt that one.
I don't know, I'm just in the gym mood. So when I hear a song like that where I would not really listen to it all the time, I'm like, you know what? I could bump that in the gym.
Oh, man. Hey. Giving him too much credit.
Okay. Cal Capone,
no
Johnny Black.
His gym tracks, you know what I mean? Putting this guy alongside DMX and, well, I don't know. You know what I mean? Them big tracks, like they get Meek and stuff. You think Lil Pump hype you up like that? I don't know about that, man.
Right? Oh, man. Maybe that's why I'm not making the games I want, you know? Playing the wrong gym tunes.
Yeah, so what is that? That's almost 3 million views?
2.6 million views in 10 hours. That's just on YouTube. So.
Crazy.
Yeah,
Crazy. Well, on C1 Radio, in the future, we want to start giving a spotlight to some of these artists who are doing good things in the community. I think we're going to call it Not All Heroes Wear Capes. We're working on the little segment.
I like C1 Minute, but we're going to figure it out.
Oh, we're going to figure out a lot of things. A lot of things are coming.
After this show.
Shout out to the whole team. We got a whole team here, man. The team is bigger than just us three when it comes to C1 Radio.
Yeah,
yo, Drake. Drake did something good this week.
Oh, what the hell?
People thought he gave out a $10,000 tip, but I just read that it was only a $100 tip, which is just
yo, people were going in on this guy. Like the guy who reported it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was just like cap, slot, like clout chasing, little biatch, you know? All this stuff. And it was funny. It was just like, oh, man. You could tell this guy's blocking people left, right, and center.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see that too often. Complex actually, like, quoting someone's Twitter. Like, you know what I mean?
As news.
As news, yeah.
That's what people do. Oh, people been doing that.
Everyone's a journalist, yo.
Everyone.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
It's crazy, though.
Could you imagine if it was a $10,000 tip? I thought he was just filming like a God's Plan 2 or something. Something was coming. Like, damn.
God's Plan 2 at McDonald's.
I just believed, damn, this guy dropped like $10,000 like that as a tip to two people? But now I'm reading 100, and that's a lot of money, too.
The rest of the coworkers, like. Oh, no, you don't split that up with us, right?
Oh, man.
Hey, Aubrey, back here.
Right? Oh, man. Jay-Z and Beyonce, have you heard about this? They're possibly going to give out free tickets to fans who...
Go vegan?
Yeah. I haven't read up too much on it, but...
What's that about?
It's just their movement that is encouraging veganism, and they're not trying to, like, shove it in your face. They're trying to make you do it gradually and make
everyone
it as a rewards program.
Be, like, falling asleep halfway through, no energy. Not enough.
Everyone always says
it's gonna
like,
be bunk, yo.
Yeah.
Oh, 20,000 vegans and what? No. Shout out to vegans, but you know, I don't know about 20,000 vegans in a stadium.
I'm pretty sure they're just like normal music fans that just not eating meat.
They're gonna start falling asleep and shit. You know, I'm too tired.
Not enough iron.
No. Yeah, their hair falling out.
Y'all sound like my dad. He thinks that if you don't eat meat, like you're pretty much gonna die.
No. You know what? I actually, I'm not on a vegan wave or anything, but man, I'll go without eating. Like, I like vegetarian stuff. I'm just not a picky eater, so I enjoy all the flavors of the world. You know, including the different women. You know, different flavors, different culture. Saying there's the Asian culture, you get the spicy, you get the Mexican. No beans in a burrito. Oh, yo, don't even get me started.
Don't get
Cal
started on that. Bro.
Oh,
what? Beans in a burrito?
No, I'm going to start boycotting this on air. No way.
What? You don't like beans in a burrito?
No, he does. All I got
to
say is
he hates places that don't put them in there.
No, it's not a burrito. It's not a burrito if there's no beans.
Who doesn't offer
no
beans? Who doesn't offer beans?
Taco Fino in Castel.
Yeah. Yo, I went back.
They don't
back,
offer
I,
beans?
I went back and was like...
I think you have to ask for the beans.
No, I went back and asked. Like, I was kind of like not even mad the first time I came back. But I was like, yo, like last time I didn't get any beans. Like, I was kind of like, yo, put beans in it. Yo, they gave me another one with no beans in it. No, I never.
I remember that time.
Yeah, that was, horrible.
Oh. Yeah. It's so hot, man. Talking about it for an hour, everyone's like, bro, it's beans. He's like, nah, fam, like, it's not a burrito. Why call it a burrito then? Like, whoa, man, that was so funny, man.
Oh, man. That's hilarious, yo.
No, I was mad. Yeah, I was mad. Disgrace to my culture. What you doing?
Why are they
serving
doing
burritos
that?
And not even beans? What's going on?
At least offer it.
It's like selling sushi with like
no rice. I guess so.
Or something. You know, maybe that's not the best comparison, but something like that. You know, it's just not really right. Anyway, it's all good. Don't worry about me. I'll go all day talking about Mexican cuisine and
it's good cuisine. Yeah.
I eat tacos every day, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I eat tacos
you
every
eat
day.
You eat tacos like,
every
day?
Yeah, every
that's
day.
Amazing, yo. Yeah. That's a great life.
Like, what kind of tacos, though?
Well, like, I always got the stack of tortillas, okay. Like the corn tortillas. Yeah. You keep them in the fridge, right? And what you do is just put them right on the flame. I show people this, and they're like, what?
But, oh,
like,
just warm
yeah,
it up?
Well, because they're, like, you don't eat them cold, right? They're, like, nasty. Yeah. They're, like, hard, right? The corn tortilla.
Yeah.
Or it's not even hard. I can't even explain the texture. I've never had a cold one, but you know it's, like, not really edible. Yeah, it's, like, but you throw it right on top of a direct flame. And it just, you just watch it like poof into a beautiful like corn tortilla. It's just automatically authentic. Wow. And you put whatever you want, leftovers. That's also what I mean. I eat taco every day where it's like, basically it's in a tortilla. That's kind of what I mean. But it's like many forms of tacos, you know. You can just do leftovers. Or you can actually, I don't know, anything. It's nice, man. Especially when you kind of come home after a long day. Sometimes you ain't got stuff in the fridge.
Just make some tacos?
Yeah, and like, let's say, like, normally you usually got eggs on deck, right? That's kind of a,
that's a yeah.
I mean, at least for me, that's my, like, last resort. Like, I don't know if I don't have, like, meat defrost or something. You know, you just crack an egg and boom, you just got, like, you know.
A little breakfast taco.
Breakfast taco. Like,
amazing. Cooking lessons with Cal Capone.
The education.
Here on C1 Radio. Cal Capone always cooking. Cal, what do we got next?
Oh, yeah, hold up. So, I got some unreleased. You know I'm doing,
again.
Guys. We got to be, like, pushing this a little more, right? I could be making these announcements.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah, new offset. I got some new offset. 6 a.m.
Not new. Unreleased.
Unreleased.
Nobody
guys.
Else has it.
I'm pretty sure these smoke perp tracks are unreleased, too. I couldn't find them.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Yeah.
They ain't even handed it into the label yet.
They just give it to Cal first.
Party
Cal, play this on C1 Radio.
Yo, you know what? I'm going to start with this Party Next Door track, though, because to be honest, I haven't been liking a lot of the stuff he's been putting out lately. Just not to that same caliber of when I first kind of listened
Party
to
Next
you know.
Door 1.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Yeah,
Ghost
Riding
Too Much, that's what Nick says. Yeah, possibly. Yeah, he wrote a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm not discredited. He's still
a very talented
doing his thing. But anyways,
yeah.
Let's show this one some love because kind of hit me in the sweet spot here. I was thinking this is worth showing on the radio, so we gonna show this. Party Next Door. This is Only for the Night, and then we're going to follow up with all these offset tracks and all that. So listen, this is the unreleased segment. C1 Radio.
That gravity. That crescendo.
You said that you don't mind if I come and see you tonight. I hope you know it's only for the night. No, it's only for the night.
Only for the night.
us, bitch. Tell me what I need to know. What I need to know. Nothing meaningful. Cell phone minutes, let me finish. Hold on, wait, you must not know your limits. You've been let down way before, that's why you trust no niggas. They the reason why you stuck up on your ox so different. Yeah, shout out to Rosa, she still got my jeans on her sofa. Still got some girls in LA, that's out here looking for closure. But I'm more like 411, I wanna get to know where you from. How do I know I can trust you when I met you in the club? Don't tell me what I need to know.
That crescendo.
What are we doing? This is one hell of a ride, and I don't know if I make it through it. Put in my pride aside, you know I'm by your side, there's nothing to it. But I feel like I'm losing, I don't wanna be choosing. There is no conclusion, it's rather confusing. All of the games you play, and I'm saying that we could be blooming like flowers in June. A beautiful view on a late afternoon. I'm hoping it's soon. I don't know what we're doing, but I'd rather know than to be assuming. These feelings in my chest are real. I really need to know the deal. Cause when I'm too close, you push me away. I can't understand how you feel. Now you tell me that my love it heals, releasing you from all your fears. But that's still the fact that something keeps holding you back. Why? I am slowly
crescendo.
Yeah. My name is Keymaster Slump God, and you are now listening to Crescendo One Radio.
Let's get it. It's your boy, I'm here and tune in to C1 Radio. Let's get it.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh in the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Gravity. Gravity, that crescendo.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Yo, this is Juice WRLD, and you're listening to Crescendo One Radio.
Hey yo, it's your boy Press Machine, and we in Van Ronto at C1 Radio.
That crescendo,
that gravity.
that crescendo.
C1 Radio, we back. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself, Kyle Bowen, every Thursday, 7:30 to 9, CITR.ca, 101.9. Shout out to the whole team that's in the room today.
That's nasty.
Don't, fooling around here every Thursday, every Thursday.
Dirty mic drop right on his teeth. Yeah. Taste that.
You dropped the mic on your...
Yeah.
Yo, you can leave, man. You can leave right now. Yeah, go. Yeah, get out of here, man. Get out of here, man. Do a mouthwash, man. It's all good.
We in Toronto. You're a press head. You're a press head at C1 Radio.
C1 Radio. Yo, Tuke Boy brought up a good point. Shout out to Tuke Boy. McConan, Peep.
Little Peep.
Fall Out Boy coming out with music. I'm not really that educated on the matter, but... That is nasty, bro.
No, I told you. We switched mics. I used to run that mic all the time, bro. Johnny's if I out. Inhaled through my mouth with that mic, or if I break, you know, I'd get. I would
what did it taste like? What did it taste like?
Just bad breath and people spit.
It tastes like bad breath.
Yeah,
17 years of bad breath.
Yeah.
I would just leave. Oh, now he's back. Yo, Johnny's gotta get out of here, man. This is not
take
safe.
Take a walk, man. You hold it down.
Anyone got mouthwash? Crazy, man.
This three.
Yeah, sorry.
Stay safe. Humble. Stay safe. It's all about? Good. No, yeah. I just want your take on this. I'm not that educated on the matter, but Peep, obviously.
Posthumous release here.
Same thing with X, and they just came out with the project, a little group project last week. Who's reaping the benefits from those albums?
The label.
How does it work? Family?
The
anything
labels,
going to them?
Fam. The labels are reaping it, fam.
Completely?
It depends what deal the rapper had before they left, fam.
Who was he signed to?
XXX was signed. No, he was signed to Empire.
Lil Peep?
He was signed to something that was distributed through somewhere.
Yeah.
But he probably doesn't own his publisher. Like, whoever owns the publisher, most of the time it's not the family.
Yeah.
Or the rapper. Like, X didn't have a business where he set up and now he owns his own publisher, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I know. These guys need more business mentality people around them, I guess, right? That's really what it is,
yeah,
right,
man?
But it's hard because obviously.
It is hard. It moves fast.
Sharks.
The life moves fast.
Who knows who you can trust, right?
Yeah. I mean, in this case, let's just hope that the people around these guys and their music, they have good ethics and everything is kind of agreed upon on fair matter. And the songs are getting released to the fans and everything was kind of agreed on. But it's obviously an interesting conversation.
I don't even think they don't even have to ask. It'd be a courtesy for them to ask the family, yo, can we release this?
Yeah.
They don't have to.
They don't have to.
Man. I'm sure somewhere in the fine print is written in the contract that, like, if someone died, you know, some shit like that. Like,
when I go to the bank, that shit happens, then you sign shit that says that.
Labels are blessed, fam. Don't worry, man. Yeah.
Columbia
Records, Pete.
Columbia. Shout out Jermaine Elliott, though. We just played his track that last little segment we did there, 411. He's doing a little tour. He's going to be back here in Vancouver pretty soon. He's going across Canada.
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day, 8th February.
Month of love.
Playing our studio.
What you guys got planned for Valentine's Day? Bro?
Oh, ladies.
Oh, I don't pre-plan that one at all.
Ladies.
Every day Valentine's Day, you know?
Oh, Cal Capone, man. This guy says every day is Valentine's Day. Okay.
I love my girl, you know?
Wow, dude.
Cheese.
Great, man.
Jeez, maybe we should have a segment where you just talk about your girl or something. Just quick 1 minute, you know? Maybe
love
just see
Cal.
1 minute. Yeah.
That's good. No, she hold me down, man. I appreciate good humans, you know? I appreciate good people. So.
Damn. You lucky. Well, what am I doing on Valentine's Day? You're not going to leave the Tinder open. February 14th, all day, from the morning. Johnny just gave me his workout plan, so in 14 days, new photos and everything.
First 2 weeks are important on the workout.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, there you go. So I'll even take the photo on the 14th.
Whoa.
And put it up on the profile. Open that Tinder up. Geotag it everywhere.
We want to see that, fam. We want to see that.
Oh, they want to see it too. The ladies want to see it too. Valentine's Day, 2 weeks, right? So I don't think it lands on a Thursday. Maybe around the time we'll play some, you know,
2 weeks tomorrow. Yeah.
Some love-related music around that time. Who knows? Sega came out with a new song with Killy, C'est la Vie. I'm really digging that song, man. I think it's cool.
I was wondering when they're going to start like unrolling the whole team. You know what I mean?
SSC stuff?
Yeah.
It's been happening. A good month.
It's
coming now, trust. I heard bad songs the other day.
You know the way Killy's been moving, man? It's making sense.
Yeah, the whole crew. SSC and...
Now they're starting to do it. You know, he had a good, solid, strong year. It's been over
two years.
But
2017,
just growth.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And I think they're moving real
nice.
Yeah, I like... just makes sense. I don't know. Yeah. You know, even remember we mentioned that, yeah, when he did that sense, little Zan kind of confrontation. And I mean, guy got mentioned on Academics. Like, not that that's something to brag about, but because, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to give Academics too much, you know, credit, if you know what I mean. I don't be like, oh, you're an Academic. Whoa, you made it. But you know what I mean. It's, I just like, he kind of.
The name drop.
Yeah. No, and then he dropped the project or that EP follow up right after.
Then
and
the tour.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. He's already been on a world tour. Yeah. Yeah,
he's doing out, it though. Independent.
But I like how these guys took a. How do I put this? They let the captain be the captain.
Yeah, they did. They let him be the captain. And I even like these two
recent
releases.
There weren't too many chefs in the kitchen, fam. Think about it.
It's easier to digest.
Killy blew up. Yeah. It started 2 years ago, fam. Mm-hmm. These guys haven't dropped tracks since, or they have maybe a one here and there just to let people know they're still out here. But now is their time to roll out, fam. That's a solid 2 years they waited, fam.
Best believe they've been at the shows with Killy, right?
They've
been
on tour, fam. They've been in Europe and everywhere with this guy, fam. But it's like, fam, they knew, you know, like they knew, let the head chef be the head chef, fam. Like,
yeah, straight up.
Dude, I feel like so many people have egos with that shit. Like,
you can't, dude.
They won't let that happen. Like, so many people are rushing. They're thinking about their age or thinking about their career. Like, yo, let's go now. Like,
you can't. Yeah. Now, shout out to SSC. They both released tracks, A4 and Sega, both with Killy. Yeah, good stuff. I know Sega is coming out with the single release party this Saturday at Fortune as well. So, if you got nothing to do, I'm not sure if Killy's on tour still right now, but yo, I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up. You never know. Check it out this Saturday. C'est La Vie release party, Cal Capone.
You need to go wash your mouth still? Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, man. Johnny, bro.
My muscle cramping, fam.
After that, yo, you might have got poisoned.
Yeah. We just about to die.
Okay, yo, I fell through on that little promise I made there, but we're gonna follow up with it now. Here we go. This is 6 a.m. Offset. Guys, this might be a...
Cal Capone exclusive.
This is a Vancouver premiere, Canada premiere. I don't even know.
It's a world premiere. World premiere.
C1 Radio.
Cal Capone.
I used to have the woot-de-woots. She fuckin' for the cash, she a prostitute. Dog, nigga, you a Rudy Poo. Diamonds on my wrist, kick Ryu. She told me ring a bitch, cause she buy two. What did I put these pills up in her? Peel my top back, then I drill her. Patty get it dancing like Mike Jack Thriller. Forgets all white, flex head like a Phillip. Northside nigga had to feed my village. Shout it, got wet, what you talking about, Willis? Flatline, nigga, don't die. Flat. Cook it up like Toka. Sippin' on sir, mocha. Sir. Chopsticks in the back, make a cold cut. Chop. Adderall, give a nigga rush. Adderall. Hold, let me fuck, I love the lust. Man. Offset, cover 24, I'm clutch. Run the money up, now they nigga whole nuts. Hey. The match, it's big, mama flows, it's plus. 20, the 50, 100 diamonds, I'm crushed. Crush. 50, the bass in the battle got a mush. So I put the bitch off the bus. Bye. Hippies, cookie, smoking, jet, flying, nigga. Cookie, blick it. Knock a nigga down, nigga, zip it. Buff, go, dope, and it's all on exhibit. Tryna get my nigga undog, cause it's frigid. Offset forges on the bank. Offset. I used to have the woot-de-woots. She fuckin' for the cash, she a prostitute. Who? Dog, nigga, you a Rudy Poo. Diamonds on my wrist, kick Ryu. She told me ring a bitch, cause she buy two. What did I put these pills up in her? Peel my top back, then I drill her. Patty get it dancing like Mike Jack Thriller. Forgets all white, flex head like a Phillip. Northside, nigga, had to feed my village. Shout it, got wet, what you talking about, Willis?
Thank you. it down. Niggas clowns, they could catch 100 rounds. Catch this jet, know the sound. See my flow, they pick it up like lost and found. Bitch, I'm with the game.
About her, put her in the past. Sipping lean, I'ma drink it out the glass. She on wife talks, no, I got a blast. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash. Got a blast, broke your heart, you need a cast. Flexing two bills, you ain't talking cash. Found a foreign little shorty with her ass. Told her that she cute and now she come over and smash, yeah. She say that she let my white self smell, yeah. I pop up and yeah, she could tell. Catching feelings like she was Odell. Wet just like a well, like she under a spell, yeah. Like she under a spell. Got a wet just like a well. And I know that you could tell. Yeah, I know that you could tell. Got a blast. Yeah, that's why I'm moving fast, yeah. Got a blast. Got a blast. The 200 on my, yeah. Got a blast. The 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast. The 200 on my dash. Got a blast. The 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast. The 200 on my dash. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash, yeah. Got a blast, the 200 on my dash. Yeah, I'm talking facts. Rap cement toes with the soupies on my ass. She say, what's your number? I say, bitch, why did you ask? All these studies way too pushy, they cannot relax. I cannot relax, no, I cannot let up. Niggas hating on me, see the glow and they fed up. Niggas hating on me cause I just doubled up, leveled up with my bros. We step in Margiela, open Lindsay on them toes, yeah.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
We predicted this.
Content warning! This radio show has
gone
worse! See
how they at me? They're trying to catch me. Trying to snatch it. Fly flesh. Say I'm fashion. I'm high fashion. I'm on acid. I move like I'm on acid. I know I'm high fashion. I do it real drastic. I do it real drastic. Everything everlasting. Money stretched like elastic. Oh, 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 oh. And I'm scrub with that plastic. And I'm scrub with that plastic. I love this music with a passion. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mixing my Jello blunts. Louboutin double cups. Designer jersey, you get seamed up. If it tastes good, niggas rolling like rollers. My roll up and done the dump. Don't think that I had enough. Cause I been on the bench. Caught a coke model, that's a high fashion win. Spurgeon in the mall, got me spinning all my ends. Yeah, we made it to the hills now. Coke cost a couple bills now. Yeah, tell me how it feel now. Tired of motherfuckers wanna be trill. Yeah, that's how to get real. Diamonds 2-7 every time I crack the grill. Niggas still hating, hating niggas how I live.
How they at me? It's how they at me. I'm trying to catch me. Tryna snatch it. High fashion. Say I'm fashion. Yeah. High fashion. I'm on acid. I move like I'm on acid. I know I'm high fashion. I do it real drastic. I do it real drastic. Everything everlasting. Money stretched like elastic. Oh, 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 oh. And I'm scrub with that plastic. And I'm scrub with that plastic. Fly flash. Flying flesh.
flying flesh. Ain't no recession, bitch. Ain't got collections, bitch. I don't respect the bitch. I might say for the bitch. They didn't go and fuck the bitch. I seen us a catch. No devil inside. And I'm trying to hide it. This link got me nauseous. But I keep on using it. I want so much of bitch. Now they say I'm abusing it. I went and tried to sit down with the Pope and tell him I was using too much dope. The only way I tell him in the fact, he gotta plug me in with the
how you at me? It's how they at me. I'm trying to catch me. I'm trying to snatch it. Fire flash. Say I'm fashion. I'm high fashion. I'm on acid. I move like I'm on acid. I know I'm high fashion. I do it real drastic. I do it real drastic. Everything everlasting. Money stretched like elastic. Oh, 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 oh. And I'm scrub with that plastic. And I'm scrub with that plastic. And I'm scrub with that plastic.
Content warning! This radio show has naughty words!
That crescendo.
C1 Radio back at it. Cal Capone here, Johnny Black by my side. Man's like Kyle. Rest of the C1 team up here chilling. Every Thursday, guys. 7:30 to 9 p.m. Yeah, we got about 15 minutes left here. Shout out SG Bands for sending me that last track. He just dropped that blast. Underground team over in Toronto. We see you. Yeah, that last track, you should already know. High Fashion. Travis Scott featuring Future. Produced by Wonder Girl. The one and only. Okay, man. This is it. 9 p.m. AC dropping that project. Johnny, tell us a little bit about it, man. You know a little something. I thought it was just a one-track release, but he's back-to-back with it. They just dropped the AC and Ankle God last week. Drop.
Yeah, what was it? Something to do with the
yeah,
snake?
Yeah, that was on SoundCloud.
Yeah. And now AC's got New Beginning.
Let Go. That's what it's called, Let Go.
Let Go, okay.
They're just having fun with that track. This one's an EP, 4 songs, New Beginning. We're just going to keep going with content, man.
Any features?
I don't even like talking too much, but...
We have to wait and see, or what?
Yeah, we got one song on there with Ankle God.
Hey.
We're probably going to play that. We're going to run that one.
Do you guys clock that Offset track, man? Come on.
Yeah, I like
they didn't
it.
Even
yeah,
like it turned into instrumental halfway through, man.
I like
that's
that.
I, like
I got that before Quavo got it, you know?
Facts. Before Quavo and
unbelievable.
Takeoff got that.
Yeah, so man. Clearly there's going to be a feature on that one. Well, it looks like it. But
you're on
but
another level.
Like
you're on
yeah,
another
good
level.
Good touch there. 6 a.m. Come on. That's Offset right there. You guys, you got to know. C1 Radio. We bring in exclusives. We bring in that Canadian content. All that, man.
Fetch.
Cal Capone. C1 Radio playlist on Spotify. Yo, what's your take on the game calling out whatever happened?
Oh, the Kardashian thing?
Oh,
moist. Oh, that's hilarious.
Is that too far?
I didn't think it was funny.
It's kind of mean, man.
Nah.
It's too, like, why? What's the point?
I thought it was kind of funny.
I don't even think it's funny or not funny or too far or not too far. Why, bro? Like,
why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why do you think?
To sell his album. Why else? Like,
yeah.
Why
ain't,
he
no
wanna,
one, but ain't no one going to listen to a full game album if it just comes out for no reason. That's why they released that snippet.
Yeah,
you know
of course.
That's why he said, if you clock in the video, everyone has their phone out. So he must have said, you going to want to get your phone out for this one and then play that part. Yeah. Come on, man. Like,
well, the part I like.
I thought it was just like, it's like, come on, bro. Like, because even like what he said, is he didn't even say it in like a sick bar way, you know what I'm saying? Well, he literally just
some
says, yo, she sucked my dick and she swallowed my kid. Kanye. Like,
whoa, I know.
Okay,
man.
Bro.
So just right, like, all right. Came out of nowhere.
And it's not, people knew that. People knew Game has
yeah,
had
yeah,
sex
we've
with
heard
kid.
It for
exactly.
A while, yeah.
So it's like, why do you have to now come out and...
I think it's a cool thing to do, quote unquote, to like just call out
my
Kanye.
Yeah, like,
you know?
Yeah, no,
he is, like,
oh, she swallowed my kid.
Yeah.
Right now.
Crazy,
but,
man.
No, I like there was a comment about him like pouring frosted flakes for Kylie.
I see, and then they pulled up
hilarious.
The picture. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's funny. That's funny. Bro. Like,
yeah,
frosted flakes.
That's funny.
He should just drop that.
And then they pulled up a picture of Kylie on her IG in 2013. She posted a picture of frosted flakes.
Oh, she just went along with it. I guess.
I mean, she posted it ages
ago. Oh,
yeah,
they
yeah.
just pulled it.
They
went
pulled
back.
It up. Yeah,
they
yeah,
went
yeah,
back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I get
Run it.
It
back, Turbo.
That was a bit confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo, why is the game still trying to sell albums? Like, why did is it that important to him to sell more than what?
Apparently, this is his last album. He went from 10,000 albums to 15,000 with that one. He said that bare albums ago. Yeah. This is my last album. Like,
yeah,
nigga,
come on,
shut up, man.
I wanted to say something there, but I'm kind of scared of the game, so, you know, I'm just going to hold
What was you
going to
say? Just say it, man. You're never going to meet the game. He can't cross the border.
Oh, yeah, true. Game over.
You're good. Game over.
Game over.
Man, that was good.
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one.
See, ladies, I'll make you laugh February 14th on the Tinder. I'm on there.
Oh, my God.
Isn't, what day is February 14th on? Friday. It's on a Friday, huh?
Oh, excellent.
Or Thursday?
Excellent.
2 weeks today.
No, tomorrow, guys.
These guys are arguing.
Tomorrow, man. Today's the 31st.
Yeah, yeah, because tomorrow's the 1st.
It's on a Thursday?
He said $20. $20. Shake hands. Okay. Shake on it. Snick, shake on it. Oh, someone pull up the calendar now, fam.
Hold on. Okay. We got a $20 calendar bet.
Yo, my nigga, yo, he had the calendar up already. He looked and said, no, Thursday. What, Friday? So $20. $20.
It's on a Thursday or Friday?
It's on a Thursday.
Oh, Johnny, I won't be able to make it.
Oh. Why? What's going on?
Like, who knows? That's what I'm saying, yo.
This guy's
it
sad.
Happens. It happens, man. Hey,
Snip, what made
radio.
You so sure it was on Friday? You were certain, fam.
I got tickets to the season, Zora, and I swear in my mind it was Friday.
Oh.
I mean, Thursday, but it's Friday. So fuck.
Now you know.
So you're going on Valentine's Day?
No, it's
the 15th. Oh, nice. Are you taking anyone? Are you taking...
Say no more.
Cal, what we saying, bro? We running that, AC's track
yeah,
or what,
yeah,
bro?
You sent me the one with Ankle God, right?
That's the one. AC featuring Ankle God. Produced by 3M Shine.
Oh,
all Vancouver Utes popping, fam. Let's get this. New beginning out at 9 p.m. Buy tickets to the show March 29th. Yeah, I already know what the fuck going on.
Hey, it's your boy AC, that young nigga, man. You tune in with Crescendo One Radio.
Crescendo.
Startup shooting shit like who that? Pull up with 30 in a new cast. Sipping on 30, need a cool bad way. Dude shooting no flash. Curly head, no cap. I got pounds, no stash. I got rounds, no cap.
She treat me like a puppet, goddamn man walking. Shit ain't been the same ever since we stopped talking. I'm so alone. Two cups swerving, riding in suburban. Kept me on the east, I smoking bound it like a turban. Bitch, I don't love you. Try to pay me less, you know I'm getting rents above you. Shining like a street light, diamonds hit like street fight. Cash it in my life when I pull up, I'ma need my. Saying bitch, car big ass with the long hair. Edge bitch want attention, I just told her that I don't care. Diamonds hit like 3D, little bitch wanna see me. Talking natural, like why you capping, you don't need me. I don't watch you, I just wanna hunt you. Yeah, I say flex stuff, tell my dog. Diamonds hit like right you, vampire. Don't be scared, bitch, I won't bite you. I don't like you. Diamonds hit like right you, vampire. Don't be scared, bitch.
dead man walking. Shit ain't been the same ever since we stopped talking. I'm so alone, yeah. I'm so alone, yeah. I'm so alone, I'm so alone, yeah. I know she's a bad lump.
Holy, holy.
Oh, man, yeah. C1 Radio wrapping up that for another Thursday.
Yo, that's so real.
That might be
that's
real.
That's the realest thing I've ever heard.
Hey, before we let you go, we got to tell you, T.I. came out with new music. If you want to know that, that's got the people laughing.
No.
That's got the people laughing.
Apparently, that's when he fell off.
That's true, fam. It's funny because it's
man.
True,
blood. Oh, man. New T.I., if you want to listen to it, go ahead. Have fun. Oh, there
is
it?
No, yeah. It was, yeah.
I just have to say that to see you guys' reaction. You guys
do a Oh, man.
It worked.
Okay, no new TI. We're sorry for everyone in Abbotsford.
I'm Saskatchewan.
C1 Radio wrapping up. Johnny Black, Cal Capone, and myself will be back next Thursday, 7:30 to 9.
AC dropping right now. Let's
hey,
go.
We'll get
talk
it.
In 15 seconds. Go get it on Spotify straight away. Add that to your playlist. C1 Radio every Thursday, 7:30, 9 p.m. Me, Johnny Black, Cal Capone, Kyle Bow, and see you next week.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
What's up, you guys? It's Halo, and you're listening to Crescendo One.
What's up? It's your boy, Ty Dolla $ign, Crescendo One Radio. You love
me. Hey, yo, it's Pop. It's Nico from Manila Gray. Once Collective, and you're not tuned in to C1 Radio.
That crescendo. That crescendo.
I was a prisoner.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dreams. My dreams. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. More cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life.